For months now, we've known that underground storage tanks at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation have been leaking radioactive waste. Now, what's considered the worst of those tanks may be leaking contaminated waste directly into the soil. Yesterday, radioactive contamination was detected outside one of Hanford's massive double-shell tanks. To help us understand what this means, King 5 investigative reporter Susanna Frame is with us. She's been following this story closely. Susanna, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. My pleasure.
So, Susanna, you've said that all tank waste at Hanford is not created equal. So where does the waste in this particular double-shelled tank fall on the spectrum?
Absolute worst. If you're going to pick one tank to leak, this would be the last one you would pick. Of course, no one would like to see any nuclear byproducts or chemically contaminated materials leak into the soil. But the double shell tanks are holding this specific material for a reason, because it's so bad. That's why they put the worst of the worst in the double shell tanks to say to the state of Washington, hey, you're going to stay safe, because if it leaks out of the first shell, we at least have that safety shell.
Okay.
And now for the first time, we're seeing a very high likelihood that it has indeed now corroded its way through the second shell and is reaching the soil.
What is this stuff? Why is this the worst, the absolute worst, as you said?
Because when they were making plutonium for the atomic bomb and nuclear bomb, I should say, and the then for our arsenal of nuclear warheads through the Cold War, they were making plutonium, and water was used, and many, many different kinds of chemicals were used in the process to finally make uranium into plutonium. So from the very get-go, back in the 40s, when they first started making plutonium at Hanford, they started creating this waste.
Okay.
Some of it contains really hazardous materials, such as strontium-90. This tank has more strontium-90 in it than any other tank. Why is strontium-90 so dangerous in a tank? It has very high heat load. So it actually boils all of the material around it constantly. It's that hot, thermally hot. So when you get that kind of a heat load that does sink to the bottom of the tank, you can just picture in your mind how hot that would be and how that would be more likely to corrode through the carbon steel.
Okay. Well, you've reported that this waste may be leaking into the soil. So what does that mean exactly?
Well, we know it's broken through the primary tank. That was bad news in and of itself. And I've done a series of reports called Hanford's Dirty Secrets. If people wanted to check it out, it's on king5.com on the investigators page, where we revealed that the contractor, who the federal government pays billions of dollars to manage the tank farms, all these underground tanks, they knew about this or should have known a year before they announced it to the public and did anything about it. So that's what we've been exposing. We've also exposed that they spent millions of dollars upgrading this tank for other purposes that now is of absolutely no use. So in going through and researching and putting these stories on, we've always been told from the federal officials that it's in that annulus. And I think up until yesterday, that's what they thought. But yesterday, a work crew went out to what's called a leak detection pit and found they had to pump out some water. And anytime they put any equipment in a place that could be contaminated, they put a Geiger counter on it and see if there's any radioactivity. They've done this many times before. No radiation. Yesterday, they got a big hit, high, hot reading of radiation from this leak detection pit. So, long way to answer your question. I'm sorry about that. But
this is all pretty complex.
Is that contamination coming from the tank? Possibly, most likely. Could it be coming from somewhere else? Maybe some legacy contamination, something left over. Very small likelihood that that's it. But what they want to do is take samples of the material, not just look at the piece of equipment they put down there, take it to the lab, and that should take a couple of days to once and for all be able to confirm what the makeup of the waste that's in the, or whatever's contaminated in that leak detection pit.
Okay. So once we get those samples, the tests back, we'll have a clearer sense of what's happening from here.
Yes. And I just got an email from the governor's office. He is not happy. He just met with Energy Secretary Moniz and urged him that the state of Washington expects quicker action on this tank and all the other ones, because we have single-shell tanks leaking as well. And in his email, it said that the sampling and the test results could take several days.
Okay. Well, Susanna Frame, thanks so much for talking with us and explaining this.
You bet. My pleasure.
Susanna Frame is an investigative reporter with King 5. She's been reporting on radioactive waste at Hanford Nuclear Facility. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Ross Reynolds.